the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, broadcasted live from WAUK, headquarters of the Shaw, right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Our beautiful little studio, got Fancy Brand right through the glass right there. We're walking the walk right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM. And of course, you can listen to us all across the state of Wisconsin on the Devil's Advocates Radio Network. You know, just get the app, Devil Radio. Use the side channel if you're in the Shaw. But I want to come back to this thought, Fancy Brian. Is this the worst thing that Donald Trump's done? I mean, I know this man's done lots of despicable things. But let's consider for a minute the case of E. Jean Carroll. Now, E. Jean Carroll accused Donald Trump of raping her. Not a little groping, not a little tic-tacked up kissing, you know, behind the limousine. Her claim, her allegation against the former president, I'm going to read from NBC News reporting on this story. From when she filed the lawsuit, it's been a couple years. She filed the lawsuit back in like 2020. Lawyers for a woman who accuses President Donald Trump of raping her, not a grope, a raping her in the 1990s, are asking for a DNA sample, seeking to determine whether his genetic material is on a dress she says she wore during the encounter. Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's lawyers served notice to Trump attorney Thursday for Trump to submit a sample by March 2nd. Now, this ask is for March 2nd, 2 years ago, seeking the DNA sample from the former president. In this case, the defendant and the accused. They wanted Trump to submit a sample in Washington for analysis and comparison against an unidentified male DNA present on the dress. You know, think Monica Lewinsky. Now, Carroll filed a defamation suit against Trump in November after the president denied her allegation. Her lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, we've talked about her, then had the black wool coat-style dress tested. A lab report with the legal notice says DNA found on the sleeves was a mix of at least four contributors, at least one of them male. Several other people were tested and eliminated as possible contributors to the mix, according to the lab report, which was obtained by the Associated Press. Their names are redacted. And while the notice is a demand, such demands are often spur court fights. Yeah, we're talking about the newest round, requiring a judge to weigh in whether they will be enforced. So, in a New York Magazine piece in June and a book published the next month, Carroll said she and Trump met by chance, chatted, and went into the lingerie department for Trump to pick out a gift for an unidentified woman. She said joking banter about trying on a bodysuit entered into a dressing room where she said Trump reached under her black wool dress, pulled down her tights, and raped her as she tried to fight him off, eventually escaping. The Donna Karen coat dress still hangs at the back of my closet door, unworn and unlaundered since that evening, she wrote. She donned it for the photo accompanying the magazine piece. Trump said in June that Carroll was totally lying and he had never met this person in my life. Well, a 1987 photo shows them and their then spouses at a social event. Trump dismissed it as a moment when he was standing with my coat on in a line. She's trying to sell a new book. That should indicate her motivation, he said in one of the various statements on the matter, adding the book should be sold in the fiction section. Now, Carroll sued Trump in November, again, of 2019. The DNA sample requested March of 2020, saying he smeared her and hurt her career as a longtime Elle magazine advice columnist by calling her a liar. She is seeking unspecified damages and a retraction of Trump's statements. Really, what she's looking for is justice. She's looking to level this accusation across the table, stand before and be the accuser. But anyways, here's a statement. Unidentified male DNA on the dress could prove that Donald Trump not only knows who I am, but also that he violently assaulted me in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman and then defamed me by lying about it and impugning my character. Her lawyer, Kaplan, said it was standard operating procedure in a sexual assault investigation. Yeah, this is sexual assault. This is rape that's being accused. To request a DNA sample from the accused. Seems like Trump would want to put it out there to exonerate himself with alacrity. But of course, this ass came in 19. Early part of 2020, we're in 2022. And his newest legal tactic is to countersue the woman he allegedly violently raped to further block, you know, any collection of DNA sample or given of sworn testimony and deposition. Because she still has the right to discovery. This is a civil matter. Trump's not going to jail for this. This is not a criminal DA or an attorney general leveling a charge against Trump. This is a private citizen that said, you raped me. And Trump said, no, I didn't. You're a liar. You're a liar. And she sued him for defamation. And the judge today, in a scathing, as it was described, scathing 23-page statement, basically bitch slapped Trump and said, no, you may not file a retaliatory lawsuit against the woman you raped. So, you know, I can't believe this man made it through 4 years of presidency and still has not had to face the music for any of the multiple, the upteen, very credible allegations against him for sexual assault against, what, 21 or more women? Just 21 that we know publicly have come forward to make accusations. You know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, we watched the video, him and Billy Bush getting on the bus, taking all the Tic Tacs. I mean, hell, he was proud of it. He was bragging about it. And then it was, of course, dismissed. Just locker room behavior. You know what? Never once in any locker room in America have I ever boasted about raping a woman. Ever. Or doing anything against their consent. Is this the worst thing you could do? Countersue a woman you violently raped allegedly? I don't know. I'd like to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Trump's got a long list.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Nobody did what I've done. Stand back and stand by.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
I don't want to create a panic.
It can only be my personality, that's all.
Because I'm cognitively there.
And when you're a star, they'll let you do it. You can do anything.